I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman. This is The World. Thanks, but no thanks. That's what Saudi Arabia said today to the United Nations Security Council. The Saudis were elected by other nations at the UN to one of the council's 10 rotating non-permanent seats. Normally, that's a golden opportunity for a nation like Saudi Arabia to raise its diplomatic profile, but the oil-rich kingdom instead rejected the seat. It issued a scathing statement blasting the Security Council for failing in its duty to protect the world's peace. The decision has a lot of observers scratching their heads. Colm Lynch covers the UN for foreignpolicy.com. Easy question, Colm. What is going on here?
Easy question, not an easy answer. I guess it sort of reflects a certain frustration and anxiety by the Saudis over the lack of action in Syria. The Saudis have been supporting militarily and politically and diplomatically the Syrian opposition. They've been looking and trying to put pressure to remove President Assad from power. And events are not going in their direction at the UN. And I think they have been showing frustration on a various number of fronts. Their foreign minister in September had planned to address the UN General Assembly and decided not to do it at the last moment. That was almost unprecedented. And this is, you know, another nearly unprecedented act.
So they're just kind of throwing a fit then.
You know, there's a real question. There hasn't been a formal, I mean, the foreign ministry sent out a statement saying that they were going to do this. They haven't formally, you know, informed the United Nations. And I think there's probably plenty of room for them to backstep
back
on that. So,
yeah.
But nevertheless, it's, you know, extremely interesting. I mean, it's a long history with nobody doing this. I mean, there's the one case, the famous case of the Soviet Union back in 1950, boycotting Security Council meetings because of anger over the failure of the council to recognize Red China. Ukraine apparently boycotted some meetings back in 1948, but I don't think we have any other examples of it since then.
Well, tell me what the official reasons are for the Saudis not taking on the seat, and are those reasons credible?
Well, they are credible in the sense that, you know, the Saudis kind of expressed a long-standing critique of the Security Council, that it operates under double standards, that it's, you know, not democratic, and this is true.
Colm, undemocratic because, five of 15 members control everything?
Because 5 of 15 members control everything, and they operate under their own rules. There is no other body or institution that can challenge their decisions. They can make mistakes, and if they make mistakes, they don't have to fix them.
Colm, I wonder if this could be seen as kind of a poke in the eye to America, what Saudi has done.
I think it's a real possibility. I mean, Saudis have had a lot of issues of concern with the Americans and with the course of American diplomacy over the last several months. The Saudis are very supportive of the military government in Egypt. The U.S. has been very cool towards the government. Americans just worked out a sort of a deal with Russia over the elimination of chemical weapons in Syria. The Saudis are not crazy about that because it sort of softened the previous approach, moving towards applying more military pressure. They favored an attack on the government to try and move towards unseating President Assad. And the U.S. is now in diplomatic negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Iran is Saudi Arabia's main regional rival, and they see this kind of rapprochement as troubling. So there's a lot of issues where Saudi Arabia is in sort of confrontation with the Americans.
So, Colm Lynch, next time we speak with you, will Saudi Arabia actually be on the Security Council, or won't they?
I wouldn't bet a month's pay on it, but maybe, you know, I'd bet like $5 or $10 that, yeah, it would.
Okay, deal. Colm Lynch covers the United Nations for foreignpolicy.com. Colm, thank you as always.
All right, thanks for having me.